We'll be having a look at four different events this week. Australian Open, the DP World Tour Championship, being played in Dubai. The Australian Open, of course, being played at the Lakes Golf Club in Sydney. The LPGA play their Tour Championship in Naples in Florida. And the PGA Tour play an event at Sea Island in Georgia, the RSM Classic. So let's start first with the Australian Open. Several Americans down here to play the event, not a particularly strong event outside of the Americans. It's essentially an Australasian tour field, with the perhaps exception of Cameron Smith. But the leading Australians aren't playing this week. The likes of Jason Day, Adam Scott and Mark Leishman aren't in the field. So it's a little bit disappointing from an Australian perspective. But Cameron Smith is really, I suppose, a genuine chance to win the tournament. He is, after all, the Australian PGA champion. And he did finish second in this event a couple of years ago, you may recall, when he lost a playoff to Jordan Spieth. Both he and Ashley Hall losing a playoff to Jordan Spieth at Royal Sydney a couple of years ago. But Matt Kuch is in the field. He's winged his way over here from Mexico after winning last week at the Mayakoba Classic. He had not won, actually, in over 4 years until last week, but he'd still played pretty well. So it was no great surprise that he was eventually able to get across the line once again. He's got a great record on the majors. As we know, he's the highest ranked player in the field this week, highest world ranked player in the field this week. He's shown a capacity to play well internationally wherever he plays. So he probably deserves to be the favourite because of the fact that he's the leading ranked player in the field. He comes off the back of the win in Mexico. Abraham Anser, the impressive rookie on the PGA Tour in 2018. His only win has been a Web.com Tour event back in 2015. But he's certainly getting better, is Abraham Anser. He doesn't appear to mind travelling too much, and he's at $17. Byung-Yan, the Korean player, is at $15, a very solid player. He makes a lot of cuts. In fact, he's made his last 13 cuts against fields that were certainly much stronger than this. He was second at the Memorial this year. He was second at the Canadian Open. He's the BMW PGA champion at Wentworth a couple of years ago. So he's got some serious gain. He's performed well in some big events on the PGA Tour this season. And as I said, he makes a lot of cuts. Very consistent player is Byung-Yan. He's at $15. Cameron Smith, the Australian PGA champion, second in this event 2 years ago, as I mentioned. He played well at the FedEx Cup playoffs just a few weeks ago. He's at $9. He'll start as the favourite, I suppose, because of the fact that he is an Australian. He probably gets the nod ahead of Matt Kuchar. But I think Matt Kuchar probably will start the favourite eventually, given the fact that he is in such good form. Keegan Bradley is the second highest ranked player in the field. He won the BMW Championship not all that long ago. He was sixth at the HSBC Champions event in China recently also. He was the 2011 PGA champion. He seems to be finding some form again of late as Keegan Bradley, and at $10 along with Matt Kuchar is one of the favourites for the event. So those are the players we'll keep an eye on this week at the Australian Open at the Lakes Golf Club in Sydney. Matt Kuchar, Abraham Anser, Byung-Yan, Cameron Smith and Keegan Bradley. The DP World Tour Championship brings to a conclusion the European Tour for 2018, the 2018 season. There'll be a few events to begin next year's season over the next few weeks. But Rory McIlroy, two wins in this event, and he regularly contends. He's a little below his best of late, as we saw last week in South Africa. But I think we can expect some improvement from him this week on a golf course where he's had so much success, and he has a real affiliation with Dubai, doesn't he? So he's at $9. John Rahm is the defending champion, perhaps also not at his best of late, but he hasn't been all that bad either, John Rahm, and given the fact that he's a defending champion, he'd have to be considered. Sergio Garcia was fourth last year, and he's been playing brilliantly in recent starts, hasn't he? He's at $12. I think he's a real factor this week, is Sergio Garcia. Xander Schauffele won the HSBC Champions just a few weeks ago. He was second at the Open Championship behind Francesco Molinari. He certainly plays well overseas. The fact that he's playing in Dubai should be of no concern to Xander Schauffele. And at $17, he probably represents some pretty good value. And Lee Hao Tong, we mentioned him last week in South Africa as a potential chance to do well. He played very well in Turkey a couple of weeks ago. He's at $21, and he's in a rich vein of form at the moment. He was fifth last week and he was second in Turkey. So those are the players, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Sergio Garcia, Xander Schauffele and Lee Hautong, who I believe have very good chances to do well at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai this week. The LPGA Tour also play their Tour Championship this week. Aria Jutanagan, no prizes for guessing who's going to be the favourite here. She's the defending champion. She was fourth in 2016. She had that near miss last week on Hainan Island when she lost to Gabby Lopez in what was a fairly tight fought final round. So at $7, she is the favourite. I guess it depends on whether you see that as being good value. Sung-hyun Park is again at pretty good odds, I think, for a girl that's been the world number one this year. She's an extremely talented player. When she's good, she's very, very good. She was sixth at her only start in this event last year. And she's, as I said, at $15 is Sung-hyun Park. Nasa Hataoka, the Japanese player who's had such a brilliant season. I think there's some value here for her. She's at $17. She didn't play this event last year, but look, she's such a good player now. And competing in some of the bigger events at $17, if you were looking for a little bit of value away from the likes of Aria Jutanagan and Sung-hyun Park, then it may be that the Japanese player Nasa Hataoka may well be the one for that. But the final event we'll be having a look at is the RSM Classic, the event on the PGA Tour being played at Sea Island in Georgia. Webb Simpson's playing beautifully at present. He's at $10. He played this event well early in his career, not so well of late, but of course his career went into a bit of a downfall until the last 12 to 18 months or so, and he seems to be playing very well at the moment. So he'll start the favourite at $10. Russell Henley has an excellent record in this event. He's been 10th, 6th and 4th in his last three times here. He's not playing very well at present, admittedly, but he might just improve given the fact that he's got a very good record here. JJ Spawn was 3rd last week. He was 2nd last year in this event. A performance that included a round of 62. So JJ Spawn, who's in very good form and does show a bit of a liking for the golf course, he's at $23. Jim Furyk, I know he's all very much in the veteran class these days, but he finished 6th last week in Mexico. He was 4th at the Wyndham tournament just a few months ago, and he has played well here. He's been 6th, 3rd and 11th in 3 starts in the event. So given the fact that he just seems to be finding form once again after, I think, some surgery issues earlier this year, then Jim Furyk at $34 perhaps is worth keeping an eye on this week. CT Pan is a Taiwanese golfer who played so beautifully for the University of Washington, or Washington State, I think it was, when he was playing collegiate golf in the United States. He now has his PGA Tour card. He just seems to be getting slowly but surely better, CT Pan, and he hardly ever misses a cut. He was 6th on debut in this event in 2016, and last year he finished 13th. So in 2 starts, he's done very, very well. And as I said, he's been in very consistent form of late, is CT Pan. And the other player that I'm going to keep an eye on is Lucas Glover, the former US Open champion. He's played very well since regaining his PGA Tour status when finishing runner-up at the Tour Championship, the Web.com Tour Championship, just a few weeks ago. He's played well here on occasions. He's at $34. So certainly for a bit of outside value, the likes of Jim Furyk at $34, CT Pan at $26, Lucas Glover at $34, and then the other players that I've mentioned earlier, JJ Spann at $23, Russell Henley at $29, and Webb Simpson at $10. So those are the players and the events we'll be keeping an eye on over the next few days. Good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly, of course. My name is Bruce Young.